I'll tell you what it means, said Hermione through gritted teeth. It means the Ministry's interfering at Hogwarts. There was a great clattering and banging all around them. Dumbledore had obviously just dismissed the school, because everyone was standing up ready to leave the hall. Hermione jumped up, looking flustered.
Ron, we're supposed to show the first years where to go.
Oh, yeah, said Ron, who had obviously forgotten. Hey, you lot! Midgets!
Ron!
Well, they are. They're titchy.
I know, but you can't call them midgets.
First years, Hermione called commandingly along the table. This way, please. A group of new students walked shyly up the gap between the Gryffindor and Hufflepuff tables, all of them trying hard not to lead the group. They did indeed seem very small. Harry was sure he had not appeared that young when he had arrived here. He grinned at them. A blonde boy next to Ewan Abercrombie looked petrified, nudged Ewan, and whispered something in his ear. Ewan Abercrombie looked equally frightened and stole a horrified look at Harry, who felt the grin slide off his face like stink sap. See you later, he said dully to Ron and Hermione, and he made his way out of the great hall alone, doing everything he could to ignore more whispering, staring, and pointing as he passed. He kept his eyes fixed ahead as he wove his way through the crowd in the entrance hall. Then he hurried up the marble staircase, took a couple of concealed shortcuts, and had soon left most of the crowds behind. He had been stupid not to expect this, he thought angrily, as he walked through much emptier upstairs corridors. Of course everyone was staring at him. He had emerged from the Triwizard Maze 2 months ago, clutching the dead body of a fellow student and claiming to have seen Lord Voldemort return to power. There had not been time last term to explain himself before everyone went home, even if he had felt up to giving the whole school a detailed account of the terrible events in that graveyard. He had reached the end of the corridor to the Gryffindor common room and had come to a halt in front of the portrait of the fat lady before he realized that he did not know the new password. He said glumly, staring up at the fat lady, who smoothed the folds of her pink satin dress and looked sternly back at him.
No password, no entrance, she said loftily. Harry, I know it,
someone panted from behind him, and he turned to see Neville jogging toward him.
Guess what it is? I'm actually going to be able to remember it for once.
He waved the stunted little cactus he had shown them on the train.
Mimbulus Mimbletonia.
Correct,
said the fat lady, and her portrait swung open toward them like a door, revealing a circular hole in the wall behind, through which Harry and Neville now climbed. The Gryffindor common room looked as welcoming as ever, a cosy circular tower room full of dilapidated squashy armchairs and rickety old tables. A fire was crackling merrily in the grate, and a few people were warming their hands before going up to their dormitories. On the other side of the room, Fred and George Weasley were pinning something up on the notice board. Harry waved good night to them and headed straight for the door to the boys' dormitories. He was not in much of a mood for talking at the moment. Neville followed him. Dean Thomas and Seamus Finnegan had reached the dormitory first and were in the process of covering the walls beside their beds with posters and photographs. They had been talking as Harry pushed open the door, but stopped abruptly the moment they saw him. Harry wondered whether they had been talking about him, then whether he was being paranoid.
Hi, he said, moving across to his own trunk and opening it.